Hello, everybody. I'm coming to you from my car. I hope it's not too noisy. And I was just sitting here reciting just affirmations to myself, and I thought, why not record it? So here I am, and I'm just going to start just channeling everything that I was channeling before I hit record. Just sending you guys the most beautiful energy and upliftment and encouragement and joy and prosperity and beauty. And I hope you see that in yourself today and every day. And I'm so grateful that everything's always working out in the best ways. I'm so grateful that everything we need always comes to us when we need it. I'm so grateful that I'm coming to a place of ease and tranquility within my own being. I'm so grateful that I'm learning how to nurture myself and validate myself so that I am really full of self-love, with or without applause. I'm so grateful that I'm coming to know myself deeply. I'm so grateful that I'm coming to notice when I'm taking actions and behaving in a way that's not aligned in love. And I'm so grateful that I'm coming back to asking myself, what is my motive? And I'm so grateful that I'm coming to an awareness of taking action aligned with my heart space. I'm so grateful that I have an awareness of love and abundance and prosperity, and that I actively choose every day to do more of what sets my heart on fire, that I am prioritizing my joy and my peace and uplifting those around me and doing everything I can to spread joy and positivity and love and passion and creativity and color everywhere I go. And I'm so grateful that God is using me as an instrument for this service, for this embodiment that I happen to be. I'm so grateful that I wake up in this joyful attitude that I have cultivated for myself through so many hours and so many days, so many years of self-reflection, yearning and desiring to be better, to be that person that I really respect and admire. And I'm so grateful that every day I show up and I'm aiming to do better. I'm aiming to align with love before I take action. I'm so grateful that I am that supportive friend. I'm so grateful that when people have something to celebrate, they think, who can I celebrate this with? And my name pops into their head because they know I will always celebrate them, that I will always be there for their joy and their expansion and their excitement. And I am a mirror for that. I am so happy to see your joy. I'm so happy to see you succeeding. I'm so happy to see those around me rising and embodying all that they came here to be. And I'm so grateful because then it shows me that, hey, I'm doing that too. The people around me are reflecting beauty back to me. And I'm so grateful that I continuously attract people who are healing, people or who are nurturing, people who are genuine, people who really are in their own lane, and they don't see you as competition. They don't see you as, you know, anything other than a friend and a supporter and encouragement and likeness. I'm so grateful to be surrounded by creative women and women who are just so passionate and purpose-driven and beautiful in their energy and being. And I am so honored and grateful to be one of those women. And as we all come together and work to, you know, become aware of our own behaviors and subtleties, that we are all rising in love together. And I don't care if it sounds cheesy, I'm so grateful to be here on this planet at this time with all of you. And we are here, we're doing so much beautiful work, and I feel like so much of it is unseen. And part of us desires to be seen, to be understood, to be heard. And I just know that the more we do that for ourselves, the more other people will be able to do it for us, because everything we are embodying is emanating out of us. Like our thoughts and our energies, our, you know, our energy field is like communicating with the world around us. And so when we love ourselves and we pour inspiration and encouragement into ourselves, we become like that walking lighthouse, like a walking beam of light where other people are just uplifted by your presence, by your being. And you don't even have to do anything. You don't have to change yourself. You just are who you are. The fact that you exist is divine, and you're coming to know that, and you're coming to see that, and you're coming to appreciate that. And I'm so grateful that we're all on this wave together. I'm so grateful that everything I need always comes to me when I need it. I'm so grateful that I have an abundance of love and financial security and prosperity, and knowing that I have this well of creativity within me, and we all do, where we access this creativity and there is an infinite well of abundance right there for us to discover. whatever our gift is, it is our responsibility and our divine duty to step into that and embrace our power and embrace our fullness and not apologize for who we are, or if we upset other people because we happen to shine really bright or we happen to speak our mind and activate our throat chakra. And I'm so grateful that I no longer have this desire to please other people by shrinking myself. I'm so grateful that I'm able to stand in my power, in my divine sensuality, in my divine creativity, in the fact that I exist and I'm worthy because I'm here, and I don't need to prove myself and I don't need to have anybody else validate me, because I'm on this journey of validating myself, of nurturing myself. And the more that I do that, the more I am able to be that walking beam of encouragement, of love, of be that friend that people can count on, that they can reach out to, that can celebrate them, because they know that I will always be that person. I will always be there cheering them on, because that is who I am. That is who I am every day. Every day I am so grateful to be alive. And we are alchemists. We take everything that comes our way, everything we've ever been through in life, and we turn that into gold. The magician, right? The magician takes everything and it turns it into gold. It turns it into power. It turns it into magic. And that is an ability that we all have within us. And it's so beautiful to realize that, to step into your beautiful radiance, your beautiful power, and use it for love. Use it to encourage people. Use it to uplift yourself and others, and be a shining example of just beauty and humanity. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this life. I'm so grateful to be surrounded by beautiful reflections who are constantly inspiring me and encouraging me. And I hope that I'm doing the same for them. And I'm so passionate about speaking my truth, because some part of me knows that this is how we heal the divine feminine. You know, for eons, the divine feminine has been in the fawn trauma response, where we just try to shrink ourselves to make everybody peaceful, so, you know, the men don't like ruin everything. You know, it's like we have cultivated this expression of ourselves for eons of like, let me just make everybody else happy, let me just put everybody else's needs ahead of mine, and to our own betrayal, to our own detriment. And I think we're in an era now where we are all coming online and realizing that in order to heal the divine feminine in the collective, it requires us to shine our light. It requires us to be receptive and open to life, to be soft and gentle with ourselves, and to embrace our beautiful essence in all that we are without minimizing it, and to speak our truth. Whether that, I mean, and just activating that throat center, sing, hum, dance, whatever it is, speak, right? That helps you activate and heal the divine feminine for us all, because for eons, women have been unable to do this. They've been unable to express themselves or do what they love. And it's our turn to really change everything for everybody. This generation is really awake, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it, of this new wave of consciousness. And it's only going to get better, and I'm so grateful that I'm able to believe that it's going to get better, that it's always getting better. You know, that I have renounced this negativity programming that so many of us have been ingrained with. I'm renouncing it completely, and I choose to believe that everything is working out in the best case. And I'm so grateful to believe that I am capable of my dreams. I'm capable of pursuing and you know, realizing my dreams. I am capable of that. I truly believe that I am capable of realizing my dreams, and I want to be an example in any way that I can, any way that God uses me. I'm so grateful to be that, you know? I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Gratitude is the easiest way to just turn the dial up on your own energy and appreciate everything you have. And as soon as you are in that energy of appreciation and gratitude, you are just effortlessly magnetizing even more things to be grateful for, even more opportunities, even more new friendships and people who want to see you win and they want to see you thrive. And you're realizing like this old programming of competition and negativity, it doesn't have to be the way forward. It doesn't have to be the whole story. And we are the ones that are going to create that change, that are creating that change, that are the embodiment of that change. And you will be called crazy You will be called delusional. And that's why it's so important to, if you can, have lots of alone time, nurture yourself, pour into yourself, become your own best friend, cheer yourself on, be that person. Because I know chances are, I feel like I've said this so many times, but chances are you don't have anybody in your life that's doing that for you, that's giving you a high five, that's cheering you on, that's handing you an award. And so we have to do that for ourselves. Otherwise, we get into a slump. We get into this energy of like, what's the point? And it's like, when, you know, like, life is too precious, it's too magical, we have no idea how many days we have left on this earth, so why not make the best of them? Why not seize the day? Why not do something that you've never done before, or, you know, be somebody you've never been before? And just, who cares if people think you're weird, or they knew you a certain way, and you're showing up a new way, and they don't like the new way, and you're triggering, and it's like really tempting to just like go back to your old self that was just so accommodating. But you know that's not going to make you happy. You know what's going to make you happy is just stepping into your light, stepping into your purpose, stepping into your creativity, your passion, your sensuality, whatever it is that sets your heart on fire, and saying fuck the rest, because all of that other stuff is noise. Whatever is not feeding your soul is just noise, and it's okay to tune out. It's okay to tune into yourself. It's okay to, you know, what is it Ram Dass said? It's like tune out and drop in or something. That's exactly it, yo. That's exactly it. And there's a sweet spot of creativity, and there's this middle way, this river of joy within all of us that we have access to. And it requires sometimes to just shut out the world, shut out the noise, shut out the opinions and the people and whoever is just trying to tear you down, and put a boundary there, and reclaim your right to exist, your right to express, your right to be. And you don't have to take on other people's opinions of who you are or projections of who you are, because you know who you are. You know who you are. You know who you are, and that's what matters. And you know, that's what we're emanating. That's who we're being. It's like the most important thing in life is not what we say we're going to do. It's not what we say to other people. It's literally who we are being, especially when nobody's looking. What are your inner thoughts? What are the things that you are truly feeling and thinking towards other people? Because you know that is exactly what you're going to get back. It's exactly what you're going to get back. And it's going to happen over and over and over. These cycles and these things are going to keep happening until we realize, oh, if I shift myself, if I shift my own thoughts to more loving and positive, then I will start getting more of that back. And it's true. I've witnessed it in my own life. The more that I come to terms with this beautiful being that I am, and I embrace it without apology, I'm starting to see a lot more reflections of that out in my world. And it's true. I'm just telling you right now, it's true. So I love you. I hope that you feel uplifted. I hope that you feel like you just want to go seize the day. And thank you for listening. Thank you for spending 13 minutes of your life with me. I'm so grateful. I appreciate you so much. And I'm about to go into the gym and just have the best workout ever. Yay. I love you guys. Have the most blissful, beautiful life ever. You deserve it. I love you so much. Mwah!